Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansombra, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she is here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. I didn't know if you were on, and all of a sudden I'm about ready to shut the music off, and it goes off. I go, oh, Nicole's here. <laughs> You know? <laughs> It, like, scared me. I thought it was like a ghost in the house, you know, because I hadn't seen you there.
No, we must have tried to dial into the host line at the same time, because all of a sudden I got kicked off of that line, and then I had to go into the other lines, and then I had to find myself, and because we've got a lot of callers, I had to find myself, I had to bump myself up, so, yeah, but I'm here.
I know. Before we had logged on, there were so many callers, it wasn't funny, so I was like, that's why I wasn't sure if you were on or not, but I couldn't scroll down enough to see it, so I'm like,
here.
I don't know what's going on. But I'm glad you're here, and I was a little worried because, you know, the weather, the traffic, you know, it was kind of messy and mucky out there today, so I'm glad to hear you're safe and sound. That's the most important thing. And we have to remind people that because Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve falls on a Thursday, our next show won't be in until January 7th, 2021.
Oh my goodness.
This is our last show of 2020. And wouldn't it be, isn't it funny how we had this icy snowstorm, not the easy kind to shovel, like the early icy kind of snowstorm. I mean, 2020 just keeps on giving, doesn't it?
It was funny because my complex does a great job of some of the plowing. So like last night, all of a sudden we hear the plows going, and then in the middle of the night we heard the plows going. So a whole bunch of, you know, like all night, like, you know, and even earlier this morning, 6 a.m. I hear the shoveling, like they were on it. And then I go downstairs and everything was just a sheet of ice. And I was like, oh, guys, you were too on it. Because what happened was in the middle of the night, we got freezing rain. So after they removed all that nice, fluffy snow, all the freezing rain hit the ground and decided to make an ice rink out of my complex. So, yeah, it's it's been fun to walk the dog.
Well, you should have seen it here because it was like solid ice when we were shoveling. You know, you just get to crack the ice and, you know, oh, my God, the garbage cans with ice on them, everything. It was like, oh, man. So it took quite a while to just clear the path, you know. So, yeah, it's just 2020, you know. It's just we can't have a nice light snow, you know, something like that. It had to be one of the torturous ones. So it's been there. So we'll be closing up the year tonight. Now, we do have two different Pats that we're going to speak to first because they have messaged me, and one of the Pats tried to get on a few weeks ago, and we unfortunately couldn't get her on that night. So she's been waiting to speak to us. So that Pats, the first one is 0598. Let me see where that is. It's first 347. Can you see that one? Okay. 0905. Okay. Let me just check. Yeah. Is it 0905347? And the next one is the 9658704 number. Okay. So those are the first two patterns.
Okay.
And then I'll let you do the screening. And anyone who wants to talk to us, please press 1. We're going to try to keep the call short tonight so we can get as many callers as we can tonight because we won't be on for 2 weeks. So I want to make sure We can get as many people as we can. Okay.
All right,
first pat.
So here we go. So 0905 is going to be the first pat. And as usual, we don't screen the first caller. Everybody else that wants to join us tonight, please don't forget to press the number one so that I can try to cue you up and get you in there so I get that lovely little alert. So we're going to go to pat number one at 0905. And hello, Pat. You are on the air.
Hi, Nicole. Hi.
Hi, Pat. So why don't you fill in our listeners a little bit, because I'm up to snuff, but they are not sure what's happened in your life.
Sure.
Because a lot has happened in the last few weeks.
Terrible. Well, my sister passed away, and that was like about 6 weeks ago, believe it or not. It's already over a month. And I was just wondering if she transitioned. She was sick, unfortunately, for quite a while. And I don't know if it was the medication or the sickness. She was very mean and cruel to me at the end. She didn't want to talk to me, not that I did anything to her. I certainly didn't give her the sickness. And then, you know, she passed away. And she was sick for 20 some odd days with home care, hospice, and nobody informed us of that. I guess they wanted to spare us. I say us, meaning me and my brother. But what I'm trying to say is it was very rough, and everything's been rough. And when I got that phone call, it was like it was horrible. So I was just wondering if Mom and Dad and her, if anybody have any messages, if there's any I'm sorrys, if there's any explanations, or what's going on there, where is she at, are they together? That's what I'd like to know, Cindy.
You really described that very well, Pat. Excellent. And it's funny because she wasn't the person you wanted to talk to a few weeks ago, because she was very, very angry, okay? And still, like, from, you know, the first day that, you know, you let me know, I kind of zoomed in on her, and she was not a happy camper and was not smoothly transitioned. She seems to have calmed down. Your mom's holding her hand right now and, you know, patting her hand a little bit and telling her to say she's sorry. I don't know if this was the story of your life when your sister did something mean. Was your mom always telling her to tell you she's sorry? Because your mom is telling her you have to apologize to your sister. And it was a lot to do with the meds she was on and with her disease, actually. She had a bit of a mean streak always. Do you remember that about her?
Yeah, yes. With her son. I don't know what she was so angry at. Angry because she had the sickness? What was it?
She was just an angry person. And angry people tend to, you know, can end up with you know, sometimes depressed people get cancers. Angry people get cancers. You know, anger just feeds cancer. So, you know, which came first with her, the chicken or the egg? I'm not sure, but she was angry about the disease. She was mad about it. She felt, why me? You know, why did this have to happen to me? You know, you're probably lucky that you didn't talk to her too much at the end, because she probably would have incurred a lot of negative karma by being mean to you. So it's probably a blessing you didn't talk to her at that point. It's really hard. I have a client who her best friend had a mean streak, and when she died, it was the same thing. She was really nasty to her friend. Like, her friend had actually seen her. She was nasty her to the last 2 days of her death. And this woman has never gotten over this. Like, 2 years later, she ended up having a stroke. I'm sure, you know, it didn't help having your best friend, who was kind of mean, always be really mean at the end of her life. And it hurt her a lot. So all I keep thinking is your sister saved you from that, because as much as hurtful as this is, you don't have memories of her being really mean to you the last day of her life, you know, or two. She is sorry. You know, according to her, you were a good sister. She has nothing bad to say about you.
Mm-hmm.
You were a very good sister. You know, she was not always an easy person to get along with. You know, your mom wants you and your father wants you to try to enjoy the holidays as much as you can and not let this, you know, ruin your life. You know, has her husband or son said anything to you to help you during this time?
Nope. It was his birthday on December 14th. I called, went to his voicemail. This is what I think may have happened. You know, she was totally opposite. Like, you know, she married, had the husband, the house, the child, the white picket fence in the suburbs. I would give my eye teeth for that. But I went to college and I had a career and, you know, I mean, I had men problems. Eventually I married, I got divorced. But what I'm saying is when she had her son, he got very attached to me. I would always like buy him clothes or an outfit. But I was helping her financially because I know that they needed this help. But it seemed like, I think, because I was told this by other people, my nephew grew very close to me and she resented it. And this
is
what I think maybe...
That's always the silliest thing to me, because as a mother, I would have loved if my daughter had bonded that closely with someone besides me. It was very hard when she was little because she would only really go with me or stay with me. And I would have loved if she had a super great aunt like you, because it's usually the women that don't have children that are the super aunts. You know, they just want to be great to the kids. I would have loved that. Yes, she was a little bit jealous of that, you know, he bonded to you so much, and she wanted to sabotage that. And
yes.
So she did that by, you know, degrading you in front of him, saying things about you, trying to contaminate you, you know, in his eyes. And that was very sad. And, of course, she had a jealous streak. She had an envious streak. You know, you might think you envied her because she has the house and the kids and the suburbs, but oftentimes people, you know, feel trapped with that. You know, she envied your freedom. She envied that you were able to just do whatever you wanted. You know, it's funny how the grass is always greener. People, that's what envy is, such an ugly emotion, because, you know, there's pluses and minuses about every choice we make and every lifestyle. But she was jealous from you, your mother. Your mother just said your sister was jealous of you from the day you were born. This is not changed.
I guess. I don't know. I was 5 years younger than that. You know, but what you've
been
saying, I'm agreeing.
She said, you know, she never got over mommy having another kid, okay?
Really?
Some children, it's funny how jealous they can be when a sibling comes. Other ones are just like, they think it's their baby, you know, they're so excited, it's my baby. But that wasn't the case. She was very jealous of you. And maybe your mom and dad didn't handle that situation properly. Sometimes people, you know, don't even recognize the jealousy at first, but she has always been jealous of you. And, you know, she's kind of quiet now because she said she's sorry. You know, your mom doesn't want her saying anything that's going to get her in trouble up there, because she kind of resents hearing that your mom is saying that you know, she always was jealous of you. That's nothing new. And it's sad because at the end, you know, people can make amends for this. If she had just picked up the phone and tried to say to you, you know, I'm sorry or whatever, but your mom's saying, in all honesty, your sister was not in her right mind the last 10, 15 days, 20 days of her life, that she was so over-medicated. So she didn't even know where she was.
Yeah.
So that couldn't have been done. You know, she couldn't have done it even if she wanted to. So let's give her that benefit of the doubt that she would have done it if she had been in her right mind.
Well,
she really wouldn't.
Yeah.
She wasn't even aware she was going to die at that point because she was so over-medicated. I don't think she was, from what she's saying, she wasn't aware of much of anything the last few weeks of her life. And, you know, some people can't face death, so they don't mind being over-medicated. And hospice notoriously over-medicates. I don't know if you know that.
They give so much.
It's not funny. I mean, most of us don't want any pain, but we would still want our brain. But your sister already had, you know, her brain wasn't right from the disease anyway.
Yes.
So it was in her brain, the cancer and everything. It had metastasized everywhere. So really there was nothing... There was no outcome that would have been good at this point. And maybe some of our listeners can learn to, you know, if you have, you know, differences with siblings and or family members, maybe make amends while you still can. Because maybe at the end of your life, you won't be able to do that. We never
know.
You know, maybe
I was trying to talk to her, you know, like something funny, because she told me I caused her anxiety. I would call her up, tell her something funny happened at work, you know, a funny thing with my boss's son, let's say, you know, try to get her to laugh or this or that. And it's like she shut me down completely. Well, I don't care because I don't know these people. So what am I going to talk to you about? If I don't call you, I don't hear your voice, I don't know how you're doing, I prayed for her. In fact, right now, I don't know, you know, I'm Catholic. Is she in purgatory? Do you believe in that? I mean, I go to St. Gertrude.
She's in a fairly low, I call that what's been channeled to me, it's a ladder of realization, and there's rungs on this ladder, or realms, whatever you want to call it, but she's in a fairly lower rung right now because she has to, like, face a lot of stuff she could have, would have, should have done better. And, of course, she'll move up if she starts making amends. It wasn't just you, though. Her bad karma isn't just from you. She could be mean to her son. She could be mean to her husband. I mean, this isn't just you, okay? So it's not just you that she caused pain to. She seems to
yes,
have done it.
Yes, I saw it with her son when he was a child. I saw it.
Yeah.
And other people saw it. And her in-laws, forget it. I don't think these people liked it, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
So
even if you were wanted to say to God, "Look, I forgive her, the person, not her actions," you can move her up a couple of rungs here. It wouldn't be enough because there's still too many people she's hurt. Okay, so it's really, you know, her karma at this point. And you know, your mom and dad do visit with her. She's able to visit with them. She doesn't have visiting on earth privileges yet, the way your mom and dad can come and visit. They don't fully trust her. She doesn't tend to follow rules. She tends to do what she wants to do. I mean, just because she died, your personality doesn't change right away.
I mean, she
used to get a little karmic reckoning, okay? It's like training a dog. You know, when you're up there, they kind of, whatever you do wrong, they instantly correct that karma, or, you know, your privileges are revoked, different things. So she will learn when she's up there. But just know that you were a good sister is what she just said. You were a good sister, and your intentions were always good. And she's sorry she misinterpreted them. Okay, like you weren't trying to steal her child away. Like your sister had no comprehension that, you know, when I was a children's entertainer, I used to explain to children, the little children that would kind of talk to me when I was Cinderella or a clown, they might say, you know, my mommy's having another baby and she is not going to love me as much. And I would always say, you know, didn't you meet a new friend in kindergarten? And they go, yeah. And didn't your heart open up to love that friend? And then didn't you meet another friend? And didn't your heart get bigger? So the heart gets bigger. Mommy will love you and love the baby because her heart's just going to grow bigger. Like, your sister never understood that. So she was still jealous when you came along and usurped her from, you know, your parents' eyes for a while. Because, you know, of course, babies need a lot of attention. Not because your ego, because babies need a lot of attention. And then when she had her son, she felt like you were trying to take his love from her. Just like you took your mother's love and father's love.
Right.
So she's apologizing for that because she never saw the situations correctly. And she's honestly saying, and she said, I really mean this. And she's, you know, she's really humbled at this moment that you were a good sister and your intentions were good. I wasn't always a good sister.
Well, I tried to help her out financially, not give her money, but I mean, like buying clothes for kids are very expensive. I don't have to tell you. You know, I mean, I had a good job at that time. I would go in a store, oh, this is a nice jogging suit, let's say, and pick up like one or two or pick up a jacket for him. It seemed at the time that she appreciated, but as the child grew, I guess he associated his aunt with like presents, which, I mean, you know, your parents can't give you a present every day. But, I mean, I would go there to visit because he was colic when he was born to try to help her. That's why I'm brokenhearted. You know, it's one thing you lose somebody, you know, and we were 5 years apart. We weren't 16 months apart, so we're two very different people. I mean, I'm sure you could understand this, Cindy. But, I mean, I'm very sad, and it's rough. It's rough with holidays. And I hope
it's harder to bury people we have mixed feelings for, by the way. It's easier to bury people we just love because we know to mourn. It's easy to bury people we hate because we throw a parade. It's hard when you both love and hate somebody. It's really difficult. Because you don't know what to feel. Your part of you that loves them is mourning. The part of you that's still mad at them is angry. So that's why had she made some amends to you months before she died, it would have made this process easier for her and for you, by the way. For her, too. So don't, you know, try to understand it's the fact that you have such mixed feelings for her that is making this all the more difficult. So you don't, again, you don't know what to feel. One minute you feel sad, the next minute you're angry. So it's hard to process. But just accept that she's sincerely sorry. You know, she just said she'll take 80% of the blame for the situation. Mm. And, you know, if you can just find it in your heart to understand the last year of her life was hard. She was sick, and the last few weeks was murder.
I can imagine. He said that she suffered terribly. But my nephew,
She said she was so drugged up that she doesn't remember the pain, per se, but she doesn't remember much of anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just a blur to her.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, there was nothing you could have done, even if they had told you, you wouldn't have been able to speak with her, communicate to her, or get a message from her, or, you know, none of that. So it was probably just as well you didn't have to experience her ending, which she said was not pretty. And, you know, you'll probably get a sign from her yourself in the next few days. She'll try to learn how to give them. I don't think she's learned how to do that yet.
Well, before she died, I was finding dimes and quarters all over the place.
That was from your parents more, just trying to let you know they're around. They were just letting you know they're around, and they had it covered. So keep us posted. Call in again and let us know if you get any signs, because, you know, that'll be helpful. But I'm hoping that you'll move on from this and not so obsessed about things that you can't change now. It's like too late to change it, but it doesn't mean you can't make amends to each other from the other side. You could talk to her, you can write her a letter while you're angry at her, and, you know, and things like that, and then see if you can't get a message from her, because she, you know, she needs for you to understand she is sorry. And, you know, when she was on Earth, I don't think she was capable of changing. So it's not anything you could have done to alter this. And as we just can't. You know, people are who they are.
Exactly. No, you're 100% accurate in saying that she had a lot of anger issues when she was growing up. And I agree with you. You're making me feel much better and comforted at this time.
And consequently, the cancer. I mean, I'm not going to name any names, but I had someone who was busting my balls a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm not surprised that person has cancer. I mean, that person was just filled with anger for I don't know what reason, because I never did anything to inspire that anger. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not surprised, because that person got angry about everything, and it was just like a neighbor relationship at the time. It wasn't like a friend or anything, but why are you giving me a hard time all the time when I don't do anything to bother you? Certain people are just angry people. And we can't take angry people so personally, because it's really about them.
Well,
and especially,
you know,
if they're angry with a mean streak.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Like, right from the beginning, she told me, I'm not telling you what stage I'm at. That's the way you talk to your sister? It's like you were saying, anger. Anger was before this. Like, what you're saying is correct.
Right, and the anger just feeds the cancer, and then when they get cancer, they're even angrier. Cancer's a wake-up call. If we've been depressed, we'll get cancer, because depression is anger turned inward. It's a wake-up call. What are you depressed about? What are you angry about? Deal with your anger. Deal with your depression. You know, a lot of times, you know, sometimes people are exposed to things like mesothelioma. You know, they get asbestos and they get that kind of cancer. But most cancers are just, you know, we give ourselves with our personality traits and our anger. So she's not surprising. So if anybody who's got anger issues, let's deal with them, because it's not good for your health. Genetically, in my family, we do not have cancer. Oh, but they get strokes. They blow their brains out. You know, they get so mad, they blow their brains out. I mean, anger is not good.
Mm.
Deal with your anger, process it. And that's why I don't want you to stay at the anger level with her, because get beyond that. She said she's sorry.
No, I'm not angry. I'm just confused. You know, I'm still in a state of shock. And I'm confused.
Well, anyway, I have to try to get a couple more callers in tonight, because we're not going to be on for 2 weeks. Call in again, and we love you, and I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I know you are. And you have a blessed holiday, and I'm going to try to make the best of it.
Thank you, and see how See how nice you are. You wish us a blessed holiday in the middle of your everything. You remember other people. That's you. The difference between you and your sister
That's
is you
me.
Think of other people.
That's me. I'm always doing. Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck, too. We're going to try to get our other Pat. It's the Pat night. Bye.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye,
Pat.
Bye-bye.
Aw. Okay, we have the other Pat. Okay, so.
Yes, we do.
Okay, you're
going to
pick her up.
She?
Pat is
yep.
the young.
Yep, there she is.
Nice.
I got her. I got her.
I know we have a lot of
I have to scroll through
tonight.
All these damn people.
Yeah, well, they must know it's the last show of the year.
They
I don't
must.
Know.
They must. They're like, oh, shit, I need to get my last minute reading. Okay, so we're going to
I like the oh,
all
shit.
Right.
That's why we're PG-13, because you and I tend to be oh shit people. You know?
Oh, you know, and this is me tame. Like I try to hold back a little bit on this show.
That's okay.
It's
okay.
What they, say when I'm not radio.
They say people who curse are more intelligent. They use more words, not less. Okay?
I will agree with that.
Okay,
I will agree wholeheartedly there. So, all right, so here we go to the second Pat. And then after Pat, I do have Elizabeth in New Jersey queued up. So we'll hear from her next. But for right now, hello, Pat. You are on the air.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, everybody.
Hi,
I hope
everybody.
Well.
So you guys didn't get any snow down where you are, where it's warm?
No, thank goodness we didn't.
Now you're glad
thank
you're not
goodness.
In New York anymore.
yes, so. We're thrilled we're not in New York. We've heard all
yeah,
about
yeah,
that
we,
snow.
We
and I do like
the
old shit stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You, I said, our kind of listeners, they don't mind the old shit. They don't mind it.
Yeah.
My clients don't
Sometimes
mind it.
Sometimes
okay?
you just have to do those things.
That's what you have to do. I mean, personally, I never curse people out in anger. Okay. I never use curse words that way, but I use them funny. I think they're funny words. I think also if I just tell you someone's fucked up, you know what that means. I don't have to go into a big description.
Yep.
Three
we
hours
all know
long
that. We're from New York. We know that.
We all know what that means. And we all say, okay, then let's not talk about that person anymore. Okay. So
that's right.
That's how
that's
we
right.
use it. Well, your son is laughing, by the way. When we said this, your son, Jim, got a laugh from the other side of our little conversation, and it's very hard because it's Christmas time, and he wants to be here, okay? He wants to be here. Also, you know, you just passed, you know, he died in November, if I remember correctly.
It's a year. Last,
mm-hmm.
no, it was a year, November 13th.
All right, so we just passed his death day.
Anniversary,
and,
yep.
Yep, his anniversary, and then we had Thanksgiving, and now we have Christmas. It's hard for him because he would want to be here for Christmas. There's no doubt about that, you know. And he keeps saying, you know, he's a very joyful spirit. Not like the other Pat that I just talked to her sister. That
yep.
was a kind of murder phone call because she's not nice, okay? And she's not even nice on the other side, okay? Whereas your son is filled with laughter. You know, and he's trying to be happy. And you heard us talking about cancer. And if you remember, he had anger issues, too, about his relationship. And
yep.
it's not a good prognosis for health to stay angry. And he
nope.
was confirming that when I was saying it. He was like, oh, yeah, tell your clients to deal with their anger, okay, and because you don't want it to result in illness. And, you know, he wants you to know that he wishes he were here. He's sorry that sometimes he wasn't always, you know, didn't always listen to you because he knows that you always tried to do what was best for him. Did he not listen to you sometimes? Because he keeps asking you to forgive him for not listening to you.
The majority of the time.
Okay.
He didn't listen.
Okay, now you know this is the part of his life review he's getting now. How you were trying to guide him and how guidance was given and situations that could have been different if he had listened. And he's saying, Mom, I need you to understand I should have listened. You delivered messages. You did your job. I didn't listen. And he's wanting you to guide over his children.
And I'm trying, but his ex-wife is getting we'll just say working her way. How's that?
Yeah.
And especially my granddaughter, she is working her way with her, and my granddaughter is getting the attitude of her mother. And
yeah,
it hurts, and because
that happened.
This morning I was very hurt, and the thing was, I got up very, very early this morning, and I said, well, I'm going to do some baking cookies and stuff. And I was sitting at that kitchen table, and that same light bulb that I kept telling you about, that it goes out when we're either sitting at that table or the kids are at that table, that light bulb went out this morning, and it
wow.
came back on, just like it always did.
Wow.
And I'm like,
well,
he's trying to tell me not to be upset.
Well, and he's trying to tell you last year, because he had just died, that you celebrated Christmas with his ex-wife, didn't you? And with the children, because, you know, the gun was at her head. He had just died. She
right.
was nice. The wake-up call was there. But notice how wake-up calls don't last for people. Like, and that's why we have COVID that's keeping us on a cross for 2 years.
Right.
Because God's hoping people will learn something during this COVID for 2 years on a cross, because they certainly don't learn unless you keep a gun at their head. So notice a year has passed, and it's all gone downhill.
Yeah.
Okay. And
it is.
And
I can see it.
And he's saying it's not your fault. You know, with your granddaughter, she has genetics of her mother.
Yep.
She's learning the behaviors of her. Now, she's still under the age of 25. She's still fixable. But you may have to just step back from this for a while.
I have to.
Because he said, I don't want you getting angry, depressed, and sick. Okay? So, you know, Jesus said they know not what they do. Okay? She doesn't know what she does right now. You know, you could speak to her gently about it. But basically, it's best if you back off a little bit.
I have to.
For your own, and that's not to hurt her, it's self-love, it's self-preservation, and it's to teach and instruct your granddaughter that if she's going to be abusive or unkind, people aren't going to tolerate it. We don't want
right.
to feed this monster. That's what we do. We yes. feed the monster of narcissists. We want the peacemakers. We don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to hear their bitching and their complaining and their whining and their screaming. So we keep giving into them, but that's wrong. So you don't want to feed a narcissistic monster with your granddaughter. You want to
nope.
just tell her, you know, I love you, but this is not going well right now. And, you know, let's pick this up at another time. You know, just let her know you love her, but you have no tolerance for this behavior.
And see, the thing is, go ahead.
She'll miss you, and
yep.
she'll want to come around.
And see, the thing is the estate finally got settled. So in turn, she had to get a new car. She got a new car. And I so want to say, you need to thank your father for that car. Because, first of all, unfortunately, he passed away. So in turn, the life insurance policy is there to help pay for a new car. But she just thinks, oh, great, Mom helped me get a new car.
Right.
And I'm sure she didn't say, hey, Victoria, just remember, this is actually a gift from your father.
Right. And that's something that he would want her to acknowledge, because how they rest in peace is if they leave us a little money that makes our life easier. We get a car. We can take a vacation. Maybe we pay off our house. Maybe we get a house. That gives them great joy. And
right.
he would want her to know that he takes care of her still from the other side.
Exactly.
But you see, his ex-wife tends to think this is her money that she earned somehow.
Oh, I know she does.
You
know,
and the
kids don't realize the house that she's living in is really their house.
Right. Exactly.
It's not her house.
Nope. And it's funny
yep.
because narcissists always forget that, okay?
Yep.
And, you know, she's a true unfixable. You know, she's a true unfixable. She's manipulative, judgmental, and not accountable.
Yes. And she's trying to make the kids think that grandma is old and grandma doesn't remember everything. And she forgets this and she forgets that. No, I don't. She likes to play her little games where when nobody's around, she treats me a totally different way. When people are around and the kids are around, she's as nice as pie to me.
Right. Right. And she, you know, just don't take it personally, because if you start taking it personally, it's going to make you sick.
She's going to win.
She's going to win.
Right.
So, you know, that's something that, you know, you want to just kind of step away from a little bit.
I have to. And she's going to be having surgery, so she won't be coming over for Christmas. And my granddaughter said, she said, well, Grandma, Mom's only going to be 3 days out of surgery. I said, so it doesn't mean that you just can't come over, get some food, and then go back home. Meaning the kids.
Right.
Because he's 19 and she's 22. There's no reason why they can't do that. I said, and you can take the food back home, but you could at least just stop over. I said, she doesn't need you there every minute. And see, that's the other thing. She loves to play on the kids' sympathy.
Right.
And get them to dote over her.
And just for your own benefit and your own sanity, step away. That's all he's saying.
I am.
You, okay?
That's what I'm doing.
And he's not mad about it. He gets it. Okay. He gets it. You know, and he doesn't want you to, you know, he doesn't want you to feel bad in any way. Okay. And he just said he'll work on his daughter from the other side. Okay.
I hope
if
he
you
can.
Back off. If you back off.
See, she was supposed to.
If you don't back off, it's only going to probably make the situation worse, because you might say something you don't want to say. You might get in a fight, you know, so kind of just back off. I know it's difficult. Holiday times are very difficult in general, dealing with people. So just, you know, call in again and let us know how things calm down. But your son is saying, don't worry, I'm working on her. Okay. And, you know, he said, you know, you can remind her about the money, but that will probably only backfire in the long
run. Yeah, it'll backfire in my face. That's why I can't say anything.
Right, because you can't win with narcissists.
No, not at all. And see, today she was supposed to come over and help me do pretzels. I coat them with chocolate and stuff and decorate them for Christmas. Well, with something that she did to me yesterday, and she was very fresh to me and stuff, more or less trying to make me think like I was an idiot. I thought it overnight, and that's why I woke up so early in the morning and started baking. I waited till later on in the day, and I sent her a text and said, hey, gee, you know, don't worry about coming over if you don't want to. I said, I already did the pretzels, so, you know, if you have other things to do, go ahead and do it.
Right. Oh, wow.
And she kind of, like, taken back. So I was just like, whatever, really. Now, one other quick thing, Cindy. I know you want to get other people in. We had to put our dog to sleep last Saturday, and then my brother died.
And I was wondering why your other dog came through. His other dog was running around here that you also lost.
Tyler.
You put the dog to sleep at the exact right moment that it needed to go. I hope you know that.
She couldn't do it anymore.
No.
She just couldn't do it anymore.
And, you know, remember, now the loss of your dog is going to bring up your son. It becomes this kind of vicious cycle.
Wait, it gets better. My brother died the next day.
Oh, boy. So this has been not your year, 2020.
No. Nope.
Right now. But,
and my husband's having surgery on Friday.
Oh, boy. Well,
and he had surgery on December 4th, too. Yeah.
Now, this is funny because you're going through all this and you have to have the petty crap with your granddaughter right now.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Really?
Yep. And our friend of ours just had brain surgery today.
Aww.
And we lost a friend to the COVID virus, too. They buried him today, and we couldn't go because I have to keep my husband safe because he has to have surgery tomorrow.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
So we couldn't go. We couldn't go to the wake, and we couldn't go to the cemetery. So, yeah, no.
This is what, your son is just saying at this point, you need to take a rest from bullshit. Like, if it's just going to be petty stuff with your granddaughter, you don't need this right now, okay? You lost your brother, put your dog, your friend died, your husband's got... This is all wake-up calls for people. What is the matter with people that they don't see what other people are suffering and going for? My heart just broke for you, okay? This broke for you. How did they see this and not say, how can I help you? No, how can I just, grind some salt in a wound is what people seem to do a lot.
That's what she does. That's what she does. And she's teaching her daughter to be that way, too.
Wow. And this is something that... you got bigger things to mourn right now. Your brother, I didn't hear from him yet. He's recently passed. I mean, that's a good sign.
He's being buried tomorrow in Calverton National Cemetery.
Oh, right. Okay, near me. Okay.
Yeah, right by you, Cindy. Yep.
That's so nice. He'll be near us.
They're transporting him from Pennsylvania to Calverton National Cemetery, and he's got full military burial. Because he was wounded in Vietnam. He has a bullet still in his stomach. He had a fused ankle from where a bullet went through his ankle, and he had another bullet go through his thigh on his other leg. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, put it in perspective now that, you want to focus, and maybe you can just say this to your granddaughter. Look, Grandma's mourning for her brother and her son and her dog and her friend right now. So that's all Grandma can take on her plate right now.
Well, okay? I told her today when she came over for a few minutes, she came over to pick something up, and I said, listen, I said, Grandpa pressed Grandma's buttons yesterday, and Grandma's not in a very good mood. I just did it that way. Instead of going into more, I figured to do it that way.
Okay, and don't be afraid, though, to sometimes say what you're going through. Just know that, you're going to get a sign from your son. Your brother, too, it seems like he's just transitioning. He may not have fully crossed over yet. Sometimes they wait to their funeral. I'm sure he wants to see his funeral, by the way.
He died on his son's birthday.
Aw, well, that's because he wants everybody to celebrate on that day, not to be sad. So keep me posted.
And that's
a little
the ex-daughter-in-law's birthday too.
Oh, okay. Well.
Oh yeah.
Boy, that's a day. That's a day.
Yeah, that's a day. You got it, Cindy. I'm trying to stay nice. And you know what it is? I try not to say things to people because everybody's got problems.
Yes, they do. Everybody has problems. But sometimes sometimes it's okay to let people, know when you're hurting, okay? Sometimes it's just okay. I mean, sometimes they have to look at you and know that, I remember having to say to someone once, this is not the day to do this to me, okay?
Right.
I just buried my mother and my father recently. This is not the day to do this. Just not do this to me today because you're going to hear stuff you don't want to hear. Okay.
Exactly, that's the thing.
You're going to hear everything I've been shutting up about for 20 years, so today's not the day.
Exactly. I'll just say to people, listen, I'm not in a good state right now. Best thing to do is just thank you, but walk away.
Exactly.
So I don't explode on the wrong person.
No, that's it. And so, focus on you a little bit and, please do me a favor and message me, email me, let me know how your husband's surgery.
I will.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I've got a million prayers I'll say for him. Your son will be there watching over him. But I just like to hear people say, well, you're a psychic. You should know. I go, on the earth plane, I like to hear from people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I like to hear, please let me know because I will just be sitting here praying and hoping, and sometimes I'll get a sign of it. But when something can be told to you on the earth plane,
spirit doesn't like to waste their energy telling you. So I always tell people, if it's something you can call and tell me, why do I have to go into spirit to learn?
Call and tell me. Everybody a very happy, safe, enjoyable holiday time. And let's hope 2021 comes in fantastically and goes out even better.
That is so good. And again, you're like the other Pat. All the hurt on both of your plates, and you finished your reading by wishing us a happy year and a happy
holiday. I just want everybody
to
be happy. I'm tired of everybody being nasty to one another. It's just sad the way this world has gotten.
Right. And again, let's just be a little kindness. Let's have that. And, you know, let me know if you're going to get a sign from your brother, I'm sure, because he seems like a character. So you'll get okay. a nice sign from him. Okay. And,
My male cardinal showed up the other day. I mean, absolutely. Even my granddaughter saw it. She turned around. She says, Grandma, it's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful red. So I'm just like, okay. I totally agree with it, and I love it, really. And earlier,
wow.
I had a female cardinal show up. Yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, thank you for calling in. And
you
and
stay
have
safe,
a wonderful
everybody,
year.
Please. And please enjoy,
okay, bye.
Please. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Now, Nicole, you screened up one more other person, and what's the story
yes,
here?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Yes, ma'am, I did. And actually, okay, so here's the thing. Elizabeth is out in New Jersey, and she is a big fan, Cindy, and she's a longtime listener and a first-time caller. So as her first-time caller, she'll be our last call of 2020. And basically, unfortunately, Elizabeth's significant other passed away a couple of weeks ago. It was rather sudden, and she just wants to know, are you getting any messages from her? So here we go out to Elizabeth in New Jersey. Hello, Elizabeth. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Elizabeth. Well, thank you for being a fan of ours, first of all, because we just love that. We like to hear that people listen to the show. We've only been doing it for 12 years. We like to know that somebody listens. And, of course, you know, you it's not a happy call for you because you've just lost someone you love very much. And it seems, you know, it's funny because certain people seem to smoothly transition. And this particular woman has smoothly transitioned. Have you gotten any signs yourself yet?
I have. Actually, pretty much daily I get signs. Yeah.
That's what I would say because, you know, like what I was saying to Pat before, her brother hasn't transitioned yet. And that's probably because he was a Vietnam veteran. He wants to see that Calverton funeral before he goes over. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, they just want to stay here on Earth and see it. It's not that he doesn't want to cross over because I could talk to his soul and he just seems like a character, but he just said he didn't want to talk to me because he's afraid I'll chase him up to go to God yet. And no, you can stay down on Earth for a few days till your funeral. That's fine, you know, but with your particular person, first of all, there's a lot of love coming through. Okay. This is a long-term relationship from what I could tell. You knew this person a very long time from what I could tell.
Yeah. We were together 11 years, but we always had that, I guess, soulmate connection from the very beginning.
You know, and, you know, it, do you, now, did you, was this an expected death?
No, it was totally unexpected. She was only 39 and died of a sudden cardiac arrest.
Okay. She was only how old?
39.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And how tragic. And, you know, for you, you didn't get to say goodbye. Okay. And that's the hardest part of all. And how are you holding up is what she just asked me. Okay. She's okay. She just asked me, how are you holding up?
It's hard. It's really hard. But, you know, I have the love and support of, you know, my family and her family. But it's been tough, you know. It's one thing when, you know, somebody's sick and you can kind of somehow prepare for that. But, you know, it's never easy any way you put it. But, you know, it's just been hard.
And, well, I got the card with the soulmate card. and then a young person resting in peace. So she wants you to know she's at peace, okay? According to her, you have the hard part. She can still see you. She can still come down for visits. She's completely allowed to come down for visits. And they can come down about 100 hours a month. Remember, I was telling you, Pat's sister is not permitted down on Earth because Pat's sister will not follow rules. She'll start floating cups around and scaring people, okay? You know, like, we don't want her around. But your soulmate is saying that she is in your home quite frequently. She likes music. I know it's hard when someone dies and says we don't play music, but she likes music. You know she likes music, okay?
Oh, God, she loves music. Just actually a few weeks before she passed, she bought this karaoke machine, and she was just blasting music through the house and singing. And
coincidentally enough, you know, I'm finished working on my book, "Why Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic." And one of the things I wrote was they give us messages. Sometimes we'll hear a song that they did karaoke with us, or we remember them with karaoke. Like, she obviously was with me when I wrote that line today, okay? And, you know that she loves the music. She wants you not to not play it. In other words, sometimes people are in mourning and they don't want to play music, but that's part of their leisure. And when they come down, they want to hear the music. You know, they just love that. So if you wouldn't mind, she would love that. She's a remarkable human being, and she must have been a remarkable human being because she's remarkable in spirit. If you're a nice person on Earth, you're a nice person on the other side. Okay. She's more concerned about you than she's about her. First of all, you know, it's nice to talk to her because, you know, Pat's sister was in such a low rung, you know, which wasn't so great to talk to. This woman, you know, your soulmate's in a very high rung on the other side, and she's proud of the fact that she believes that the two of you maintained your soulmate love. Do you agree with that? Like, love goes up and down a ladder. Good, bad, take each other for granted. She hopes that you never felt that she took you for granted because she never would have wanted to do that. And what she accomplished at the end of her life, mostly that she's proud of, is loving you. That seems to be the most important thing to her, was that, you know, really, you might think, oh, well, that's not so great. People who maintain soulmate love are 1% of the population, by the way. And it's one of the karmically most correct things you can do is maintain soulmate love. In due time, she will bring you another soulmate after you've mourned. And we have more than one soulmate. And soulmate love comes from God and someone who died. She's a little anxious to bring you this person, and I'm telling her, no, you got to slow it down a bit. She's got to mourn for you. She doesn't want you to be sad for 1 minute. She'd like airdrop your new lover into your bedroom like tomorrow if she could, okay? Like, just so you wouldn't be sad, you know? Like, that's her energy. She's like, I don't want her to be sad. Can I do it now? And I go, no. You have to take your time. For someone who died suddenly, she's accepting her death because it was very close to her due date to die. Now, why did she have only 39 years on this planet? Because that was her contract, her soul contract, and one that you made with her. Soulmates tend to work in 5-year cycles. So you had 2 5-year cycles, the 10-year, and the 11th year was in 2020, which is a year in which a lot of relationships are ending one way or the other. And, you know, she's accepting her death because it was near her due date to die. Okay, so she's not upset. It's not like sometimes, you know, 9/11, 3,000 beings should not have died that day. They weren't at peace for a long time. She's at peace because of it. And, you know, she wants you to know there was nothing that could have altered this outcome. Okay, do you sometimes think what could have been done differently? What could have changed? What could somebody do? There's nothing anybody could have done.
All the time, you know, because I just kept thinking, you know, if maybe I, you know, started the CPR sooner and just, you know, it was just tough. You know, I just keep asking myself over and over if anything could have been done differently. But, I mean, you pretty much confirmed that.
It was her due date to die. So she could have died in many different ways. Look, if you have to die, like,
next year on December 20th. Not that you do, but if we have to. Wouldn't you rather just die on December 20th? Or do you want a long, drawn-out death between now and December 20th? Like
no,
if it's your due date to die, it's kind of better just to go. And, you know, she said she wasn't in any pain or anything. And, you know, that she hopes you know that. And who is the person that found her?
It was, I was with her when she had the cardiac arrest.
Right. And that must have freaked you. You know, and, you know, she's saying she's sorry, but she wouldn't have wanted to be with anyone but you. I don't know if you know that. Like, she would want to be with you the last day of her on Earth. You know, she's going to continue to give you a lot of signs. She does want you to spend time with your family for the holidays. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, they're going to come to see me.
Okay, she doesn't want you alone, okay? She's pretty protective of you. Is she like that?
Always. Always. and then, I mean, one question I have is just, I'm just worried about the finances only because we weren't legally married and I'm not her beneficiary. And I don't know if she has anything to say to me about that.
Okay, now that's an important thing because do you remember what I said in the last call before? How that, you know, Jim felt good because he left money. You know, knowing you leave money that someone's life can be better helps them rest in peace a little bit. She has some regrets that you guys were not legally married and there was no protection of you. Okay, that is something she's upset about in every way. She promises to help you financially from the other side, which is interesting because sometimes they can get us a better job. Certainly she's going to bring you a soulmate who has some money because that's important. That's important. But she said, this time you get married, girlfriend, okay? Like, and make sure you legally protect yourself. Did you ever talk about getting married? Because she keeps saying, you know, she showed me the card that, you know, she considered you to be her wife. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, she wanted to marry me. I was a little reluctant only because, I mean, she did have a drinking problem and I wanted her to kind of get on the right path before we did that. So, you know, I was the one who kind of kept pushing things off. So I'm kind of, you know, kind of kicking myself for not doing that, you know, and she kept insisting and wanting to get, I mean, we both did consider ourselves like we were married, you know, but she wanted to make it legal, and I just kept putting things off.
Okay, and again, you know, I did see the card when I first did the reading that there was either alcohol or drugs involved here. You know, I mean, that she was you know, a drinker. I didn't want to bring it up on the radio show because, you know, in case you didn't want to bring it up. But she's going to send you someone who's sober. Okay?
Like, okay.
That's important. She thinks is important. Okay, that's what she said. Put on the top. You have to write your soulmate list, and sober is at the top of the list. Okay, and she's apologetic about her drinking. Okay, your whole generation drinks a lot. That whole generation drinks a lot. They're binge alcoholics. They drink a lot. You know, she's sorry about it. Just she's started crying and said she should have married you, but of course she understands why you didn't marry her, okay? So, can you do us a favor and call in again in the beginning? Because we're going to get knocked off in 50 seconds. If you want to call in again, please feel free to call in. And I'm sorry, I didn't, you're Elizabeth. You're not Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Yes.
You're Elizabeth, right? Your name, okay.
Yeah,
she is Elizabeth Common, NJ. And I'm like, no, this is Elizabeth in New Jersey. It's not coming, it's not Elizabeth, New Jersey. Okay.
Why would I
you know,
that
I was,
down?
I know, I was getting confused here. Okay, so would you call in again and let us know how you're doing?
Will do, definitely.
And let us know if you get any signs and you know, call in again because I'd like to speak to you again and I know they're going to knock us off in 19 seconds. So I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Yes, and we'll see you on January 7th. Okay, good night, everybody. Bye. 2 seconds, 1 second, and we're off the air in 2020.